The Gemara, towards the middle of the Amud, is going on the Mishnah that says, Biris is Tahira. That a Biris, type of accessory a woman wears, is Tahira. The Eitzim of a Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's a Biris? Am Ravid the Biris, Zu Atzada. A Biris is the Atzada, a bracelet. So that sounds like a bracelet's not Makabal Tumma. And you're allowed to go out with a bracelet on Shabbos? So Masir Rav Yosef Biris Tahira V'yaitzeh B'Shamas V'ilu Atzadah Tmehi. Atzadah is Mekabal Tumah. Now she says you learn out from the Ma'aseh Midyan. Taisa says because you have Klikli Mishratzim like the end of the Amud, but Alko Panim, Atzadah is definitely Mekabal Tumah. So Biris can't be an Atzadah. So the Gemara says Hachikama Biris Tachas Atzadah Emedes. And now she says Atzadah is a bracelet for the arm and Biris is a bracelet for the leg. It has the same place of Atzadah, Tachas Atzadah, but instead of being on the arm, it's on the leg. And why isn't it Mekabel Tumah? Because the point is, it's holding up the Batei Shekayim, it's holding up the leggings, so therefore it's Torah, because it's not an ornament, and it's also not called the Kli Tashmish, it's like Tabas HaKelim, it's not something that you use it to do something, it's an accessory, but it's not something which is actually a garment or an ornament. It's something which is functioning, but it's not called the Kli Maisa, and therefore it's Tahor. And Rashi says, and also, why are you allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Because there's no Shalaf Echvui, because you're afraid that maybe her Sheikh will get revealed. That's why there's no Mishlof Echvui. So the Magen Mishnah is Medayik from this Rashi, that Tzad itself, a bracelet, not only is Mekabel Tumah, but it's also Ein Yetzim Abba Shabbos. And that also there's a difference. A Biris is Yetzim of Mishabbos, because she's afraid, Bimagala Sheikah, Mashenka and Atzadah, which you don't have that, so she's not Yetzim of Mishabbos. But he says, the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam, in Perik Yitash Halacha Hei, the Rambam says like this, Zaklal, any Tachshit, which is loose, and it could fall, and you'll come to bring it B'shus HaRambam, or an ornament of an isha, which she could take, which she's the derech is to take it off and show it to her friends, it's pater avalasher. But anything which is a takshit, which doesn't fall, it's tight, and also it's not the type of thing that she would show off to her friends. Hareza mutalatzis by lefichach etz adnei sheminich naisa bezroya oy b'sheik yaitzim by b'shabbes v'ushid v'ukul abasav loy deshamech in kol keitzav b'zeh. So he says clearly, both the bracelet for the arm or for the leg, since it's tight and it won't fall off, and it's not the derech to show it to her friends, is mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Tezvav, he brings a machlokes. Is a woman allowed to wear a bracelet on Shabbos? According to the Rambam, she is. According to Rashi, she's not. Because Rashi says only at Bimis, you have the problem that maybe it'll be Megala Sheikah. So the Gayan says that it's not really meduyik what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Shulchan Aruch is saying there's a machlekes by a bracelet for the arm, and it's everyone agrees a bracelet for the leg is Yetzim Abba Shabbos, and machlekes of a bracelet for the arm. So like the Gayan, it's not meduyik. According to Rashi, a bracelet, whether it's on the arm and the leg, would be usa to go out with it on Shabbos. It's specifically a bracelet which is holding up the batei sheker, holding up the leggings, that it shouldn't be megala sheka, that's what Rashi is being matter. So to be halacha, he says, be'etzim, he would learn that fakir, there's no machlokes Rashi and the Rambam altogether. Because the Rambam is clearly learning the biris and the atzada, something which is on the skin. It's on the skin of her sheik, on the skin of her leg or her arm. He says clearly, vushit dvuka lebasar. It's on the skin. Why wouldn't she show a bracelet that's on the skin of her leg or arm? Because it's in a covered place. And any time the jewelry is in a covered place, she won't show it because she doesn't want the place to be exposed. And Rashi would also agree to that. Zak the Mishnah Berurah. Navas, what is Rashi saying a biris is mutter? Biris is a different thing according to Rashi. Biris is holding up the batei sheketz, holding up the leggings. So the Mishnah Berurah would assume that fakir, it's not in a covered place because it's above the leggings. It's not on the skin. It's on the Batei Shekaya. So they have to come on to another heter. They have to come on to a heter that she wouldn't take it off because otherwise her leggings will fall down. It'll be Megala Sheka. But if it's on the skin, so then you have the heter that's already in a covered place. So she won't take it off because it's in a covered place. She doesn't want to expose the place. So that's what he would think, that Rashi would also agree to the Rambam that they're both mutter. But he says, the Gaon says the other way. The Gaon says, according to Rashi, they're both usser. So he says, the Gaon is obviously learning like this, that the biris that's holding up the Batei Shekaya is also in a covered place. But Rashi says, that alone won't stop her from taking it off, because she'll manage to get it off in a private area without exposing any covered area. And that would apply to everything, whether it's holding up the Batei Shekaya, or whether the biris or its other, whether the bracelet of the arm or the leg is on the skin, she could get it out without exposing anything. So that's what Rashi means, that even after she gets it off, but still now her Batei Shekaya will fall down and get exposed. That's the heter. So that's why the Gaon says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that the Rambam says both the arm and the leg is mutter, and Rashi holds that the arm is aser. So the Gaon, not really. The one that's on the skin, Rashi would hold that both the arm and the leg is aser, as long as it's not holding up anything. The arm never holds up anything. And the leg, if it's on the skin, it's not holding up anything, that also would be mutter. Rashi only would allow the ones that are holding up the Batei Shekayim, that otherwise the Batei Shekayim will fall down. Thus stated to be Halacha Pshat in the Gaon. Now the Mishnah makes the chilul between Biris and Kavalim, that Biris is Tahara, it's not Mekabel Tumah, and it's Yetzimah B'Shamis, and Kavalim is Tumea, it is Mekabel Tumah, and it's Ein Yetzimah B'Shamis. So the Gemara Tubshatim, originally Ravin said that Biris is when it's on one leg, and Kavalim is on two legs. And Avuna said, no, they both are on two legs. The Kavalim are is a chain that goes between the two leg bracelets. And the Gemara says it's for the purpose of that the Basulim shouldn't be Nesher, shouldn't have Psiyas Gaseis, that the Basulim shouldn't fall out, and that's why it's called the Kli Maisa. And that was the Maskanas HaGemara. So we mentioned in a previous year, on Daf Samach, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, why there's no Shofar Yomachvi. Rashi, like we said, says that there's no Shofar Yomachvi because she's afraid to be Megala Sheka. Now, the Maskan is very good, because the Biris is holding up the Batei Shekayim, she can't take it off, it might be Megala Sheka. Mashen came the chain between the two bracelets, that she could easily take off. That's not being Megal anything. It's just there to make her steps go smaller, so that she could take off and show. But Tosfos is very bothered. If that's the reason, what could possibly be the difference between if it's on 1 foot or on 2 feet? So I saw a teretz, I don't remember where, but I see Kain said, a carbon asanel says, something like it, that the idea was that if it's on, maybe the Batei Shekayim were together, like today's stockings, since they weren't elastic, so they need something to hold them up. So if you only had one, you take it off, the stockings will fall down. If you have two, you take one off, it'll still be held up by the other one. But the Maskana, as long as they're holding it up, she's not even going to take off one, it's only the Kavalim in between she'll take off. But Tosfos holds it's not devout, and like we explained earlier, it's a Machlekes Ladina, and it's brought in the Peskin. If you have something which is for the purpose of keeping things sneeze, Tosfos holds she still might take it off, and she'll find an Eitzah temporarily to keep everything in place. Taka Machlekes Lalach Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos says that the reason why a Biris you let it go out is because it's not L'noi B'chlal. And Tosfos says, the pshat is, if she only has one, so it's L'gnai. The achichilah between one and two is one is L'gnai to have. Two is already L'noi. And the Gemara's Maskana is that even two is not called L'noi. Not L'noi B'chlal, it's just to hold up the Batei Shekayim. That's why only the Kvalim is L'noi. But the Rishonim, the Taisa Rosh, and the Rajva, and the Chedush Haran, the old Chedush Haran, Hamichas and Laran, they're very bothered. How could it be that one is Tahar and two is Tameh? What does that mean? She's wearing one, she's not going to show it. She's embarrassed, she's not wearing two. If she's wearing two, so she'll show it. What's the pshat in that? The Taiz Rosh says, if let's say you have one shoe, you don't have a pair, you only have one shoe, it's not Makabal Tumma. And the Rajba asks the other way. If you're telling me that it's not Lanoi, it's not an ornament, it's not a klimaisa, so now they have two of them, it all of a sudden becomes Makabal Tumma. And the Chayyid Abu Shvet, Shreim Imanav Shech. If the pshat is this man, the Yom held it was ornamental, just one is not the derech. So we're good. If it's ornamental, and you can always make another one, it's not called, it's not nigmar kli. You already have this kli. Okay, you need a pair. But they're both called kalim, the independent kalim. And if you're going to say it's not ornamental, so just because you have two, all of a sudden it became a kli. So the chlishe redvam, the chadash says like this. He says, really, it's not a kli. It's tabasa kalim. But when it's two, all of a sudden, she feels it's an ornament. And that turns it into a kli. It's not meant to be a kli. It's meant to be stam to hold up the leggings, hold up the bate shekai. When she gets two, then this man the other held that, oh, now she's in the spar boy. So now it becomes a tewatachshit. Shtikl shvei, like the Rishaynim about it. So Kami Rishaynim, the Taizer Rosh, the Rajbid, the Shita Laran, they say that the man, the omen at Biris is ba'achas and kvom is b'shtayim. It's not the pshat that if you have one, it's not makabel tumah, and when you have two of the same thing, it's makabel tumah. That the hell can't be such a thing. Now, Biris was a form of holding up the bate shekayim, which only used one, and that wasn't ornamental. In other words, maybe even put it on both feet. But the pshat is, it was individuals. Could be they taka put one on each foot, but it was only one, and that wasn't ornamental. And then you had kvalim, which was a different kli, which that kli went on both feet, and that happened to be ornamental. And then the Gemara is saying that no, it's not what kvalim mean. Kvalim means that you have two biris taka, and you put a chain in between them. As a mishmoy star shivike benayu, which one was the ornamental one? But I think Lachan is two machlekes in Rashi and Taisus. One machlekes is like we said, when you have something which you'd want to show, but there's a problem that it might uncover herself, like an ornamental pin which is holding together her shirt, which the Pais can bring down. Is that some machlekes? Or so you have an ornamental pin which is holding her hair, where Rashi says that's a reason for not to show it, and Taisus says no, she's not so bothered, she'll find an Eitzah. And this is also a machlekes the other way. Because the Mashoyas Akasha and Rashi, if indeed a biris is Torah because it's not an ornament, then it's just having a functional purpose of holding up the bat eshekayim, so why would she show it? Now, l'chayy the teretz is, because Rashi, as long as it looks nice, she might show it, even if it's not meant for an ornament b'chlal. And Taisus doesn't hold the way. Taisus learned early on Daf Samach that Tehevi Kibiris Tari Vetishtari is that since it's Tar, since it's not Makabal Tumah, that goof is a Siba why it's Mutter. Because you see, it's not Lanai. So Taisus holds a Yisai that anything which is not Makabal Tumah Midin Tachshit, that alone is a Siba why she wouldn't show it. So I saw the Minchas Ariel brings down the Chazanish, it's in Kalim, Simin, Yad Zayin, Sifkat, and Yad Beis, that is bothered with Taisus. That Oyvazai, the Gemara's Mavur, that the Kavalim, which she would show, is not Makabal Tumah Midin Tachshit. You're right, it's Makabal Tumah, but it's Makabal Tumah Midin Klimaisa. It's preventing the steps from getting bigger. But Alts Tachshit, the Kavalim also wouldn't be called a Tachshit. So Vaita, according to Taisus, why would she show the Kavalim? Yeah, Lechai, you're going to have to say, even according to Taisus, if it looks nice, she'll show it, even though that's not the primary reason why she's wearing it, so male wouldn't have tumah midin tachshit, but since kvalim l'maisa look nice, she would show it. Sa'afon neimer, according to Rashi, that the biris also look nice enough to show. It's just she's not wearing it l'shem tachshit, so mamela, it's not makabel tumah. Now, it's interesting, halach in the Mordechai here, which is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Chanal of Sif Yates, that prisoners who go around with chains on their feet are mutter to go out on Shabbos. And his raya is from Kvalim. Since he sees you go out with Kvalim, and you're not chayshish Kvalim, she can't go out with because she might take it off to show it. Or the Rambam holds a different reason why Kvalim can't go out, because it could fall off. The Rambam holds the Kvalim are loose, and it could fall off. But the chains, they don't take it off, they can't take it off, they can't fall off, it's very, very tight. So therefore, there'll be no Isser, she'd be allowed to go, the prisoners would be allowed to go out with the Kvalim on their feet. But the Sharetzion, and the Mishnah Brua, Simin Shin Aleph, the Sharetzion, is Sifkat Nayin Hei, he says he doesn't understand the Raya. These Kvalim are meant in order to serve a purpose to protect the girl from harm, to protect her feet from her steps from coming too wide and a basuma falling out. So it's a practical thing which her goof is being nana from. But these chains aren't doing anything for the prisoners, quite the contrary. They're keeping the prisoners chained. So why would they be called a masli? Al-Kapanim, Mr. Shtigl, shver what the Rai is. There's a Me'iri who also brings us halacha, Tav Samachayim in days, and he says it's because it's made for Shmira. Shows what exactly he means. You know, you find the Shmira, it's watching your goof. That's one thing, but here other people are watching you. That's not a masay. I mean, you find by a behema that what you need for the shmir of the behema is not called a masay. But that could be because that ultimately protects the behema. If the behema runs away, it won't be able to take care of itself. Or you could also say a svara because the behema is owned by the bailim, and the din is that anything which the bailim need, you find, at least according to some rishonim, even the bailim need the wool to be white, or the bailim need the milk to stay in the dadim. So anything which is the tzeirich of the bailim could be, that would be called a masui. Mashenkein, why would the tzeirich of the captive, of the captor, I mean, why would that be considered good enough? The Mishnah Berurah says that could be the pshat, anything that's the derech that you go out with, which is attached to the guf, and that's the derech, that alone makes it into a bottle to the guf. And so in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, that Nissen Karelitz learned from there, that let's say people need like an insulin pump that's attached to the goof for things for dialysis or things like that. Anyway, that could be something which is necessary for refuah, but since it's always a derech to go out with it and it's attached to the goof, it becomes batel to the goof, wouldn't be called a masay. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Ki yaser evdima Rabbi Yechonon minayin la'orik kol shu tamei mitzitz. And the Gemara says, no, tzitz is not an orik, tzitz is a takshit. So the Gemara says, enichinami minayin la'takshit kol shu is from tzitz, minayin la'orik kol shu tamei is me'aybeget. Aybeget teaches you that a woven thing of a kol shu is tamei. And Teres asks Akasha, we had a whole sugi earlier in Mehmed Likin, Daf Chavavim and Aleph, it says that the sheer beget is gimel al gimel at tzbayis, 3x3 at tzbayis, not a kol shu. The Gemara had a ribui that beged maybe means shloisha al shloisha, which is chazi bein lani and bein lashirim. How do we know sholosh al sholosh? The Gemara learns that from ay beged. So Taisa says it's two dinim. When you have something which really came from a larger beged, it's a scrap from a larger beged, then you need sholosh al sholosh. But if your original intention is just to make this amount of cloth, you're not planning on making it any bigger. So Mashu and Tosis, even if it didn't come from a larger beged, if you started it on the loom, but you're still planning on adding to it, that also you would need shalosh or shalosh. But if you intentionally made a small piece of cloth, because you wanted to use that small piece of cloth, there's a din that kol shu is good enough. And Tosis says, we really need a beged for shalosh or shalosh. He says, shkulam ein v'yavayu shneim. The Rishonim also say the same Teretz Ramban, the Rashbam, all similar to Ritzin. That if you're talking about something which comes from a larger beged, or something which you can't add to it, or you're not intending to add to it, if you could add to it, I mean, or you're intending to add to it, so then you need shalosh al shalosh. But if this is the whole beged, it didn't come from a larger beged, you made a beged specifically to be this size, and you can't add to it, or you don't intend to add to it, so then it's tummy the way it is. Rabban says maybe there's another drasha, two different drashas, but al-Kapanim, these are the two dinim. And I understand the lumness of the chilik is like this. When you have a beged, which is just a beged, it's a cloth. So then there's a shear. A cloth that doesn't have a certain shear is not chashiv. You wouldn't use it. You'll throw it out. But here, we're dealing with something else. We're dealing with that you specifically made a piece of cloth, an orig. That's called a beged. A beged, I don't know if it's the translation is garment or the translation is a cloth, but it's a beged. It's a nondescript beged. There, in order to be, there was a havimina, you need gimel al gimel tvachim, bichazil ashirim. We have a ribui, even gimel gimel tzbois, it's chazil aniyim, but that's what you need in order for a cloth to be makabel tuma. But here we're talking about a very specific cloth, you made it for a specific purpose. That's what Mark calls it an arig, a woven keli. That you don't need a shear for that. So now you din that a keli could be made, a woven, it could be a fabric keli. That's also a keli. That doesn't need a shear. Whatever you want as a keli is good enough. The Steinblatt's a shtickle, which stems very good with this. Tysus asks a kashem, after he says this din, he asks a kashem, what's the pshat that a beged kosher could be tamei? You need, it should be royal taltum only verekon. It has to be dumi the sacks. Just like we have a dim, pshuta kliyetz is not makabel tuma. Why is pshuta kliyetz not makabel tuma? Because it has to be metaltum only verekon. It has to be able to metalta when it's full, not only when it's empty. Dumi the sack. Sack is metaltum only verekon. So Teis asks a kasha, so how could a beged kosher be tuma? It's not metaltum only verekon. So Teis answers, it is. You could take the beged and fold it over and hold a pearl or a diamond in it. So it's roy to be metalta, it's roy lekapel. You could hold a needle in it. You could use it as a container for something, and you could carry something around in this very small cloth. So Frank the Stipler, why didn't Tais ask the kasha by every beged? Every beged, you have a talis, a sadin, all these begadim, why are they metaltum oli verekon? Elamai, because you could turn it into a bag. You could take it and make it into a bag and hold things. That was Taisa's teretz. If Taisa didn't hold that way in the kasha, so every beged has his kasha. Where's the metaltum oli verekon? So Zag the Stipler, a beged, Taisa's held that a tum is beged. A beged as tum is beged. The Taisa says, begadim atame. That doesn't have to be dumi the sack. That's another shame. There's a shame called a beged. A beged is a garment or a cloth that has its own dine tumah. But for that, a taka has to be gimel gimel tvachim or lemaisu rabbi gimel gimel tzbois. That's the shear of a beged. Less than that is not a beged bechlal. Elamai would be mechadesh a naya kli that's arik. Oh, it's a kli. Kli has to be dumi desak, has to be a kli kibbul. It doesn't have a shame beged. That's two different dinim. A beged is marba, that in the translation of beged, gimel gimel is good enough. And a beged is marba orig kol shu, not beged kol shu, orig kol shu. Orig is a kli. Why is it a kli? It has to be a kli kibbul. That's what Teis asked the kash specifically on orig kol shu. Very gishmak. He brings lemaisa that the chazanish has a different time. He found afterwards the Chazanish in Kalim, Simen Hay, Sifkat and Gimel, he says that a beged is called a Makabel. That's what Taisus held. The beged is called Makabel, because when you wear it, it's like being Makabel you. It's like Metalta Moli Vereken, it's called Moli because it's when a person wears it, it's like it's being Makabel the person. I'm not sure how he would learn a beged of Gimel al Gimel. Maybe because you use it as a patch, so it becomes part of a beged, but this beged itself, you can't wear it. It's just gimel al gimel. It's just 3 inches by 3 inches. So I don't see how the Chazish's Teretz answer so good. Valkapana, that's the Chazish's Teretz. The reason why the Steinblatt didn't like it before was because the Gemara later says that a kavek kiteya, when someone has a peg leg, he needs a wooden leg, that he puts his stump of his leg in an amputee, puts his stump of his leg in a kav, and a wooden leg, so the Gemara says, is not called a clay kibble unless it's makabel kesisin, unless it has cushions. So if you hollowed out an area in the peg leg that it could have cushions, so then it's called a clay kibble. What about Rashi is bothered there? How come you say, why don't you say it's a clay kibble? Because it's makabel its foot. His foot's in the peg leg. He says, because the leg is not carrying around the foot. Adarabah. his peg leg is just for aesthetic purposes, is not carrying around the foot, under Abba. The foot's carrying around the peg leg. So he says, the clothing's also that way. The clothing's not carrying around the person, the person's carrying around the clothing. But he said, the Chazanish bavarns the kasha. The Chazanish says that a peg leg is different, because really, it's not meant that the foot should go in the leg. The only reason why the foot goes in the leg is just so that the leg, the peg leg, shouldn't fall off. But really, the foot's not supposed to be in the leg be'etzim. Now, shaking clothing, where a person's supposed to be in the clothing, so that's called mekabel. That's a chiddush from the Chazon Ish. But I think the Stiblus Teis is very geschmack. The Teis is specifically asking, Arig kolshu, begging is a tumas begging. Tumas begging doesn't need a kli kibble. Arig is an ayah din, it's an ayah kli, an arig, not a begging. So it has to be a kli. So that Teis is a kli, has to be a dumi desak, it has to be mekabel molev reikon. That's why Teis says only because you can fold it and be mekabel in it, a machad or a magalis.